My name is Lauren Brandis. I'm a landscape architect at Smithsonian Gardens. What looks like a peaceful pastoral scene reveals hints of what has been lost in this landscape. The narrow, spindly trees suggest they matured amongst a denser forest that is now gone. As New England landowners cleared the land for farms and agricultural production, they also destroyed ecosystems and wildlife habitats. The wide spaces between trees and the overall openness in this view make you wonder what happened to all the animals, insects, and plants that previously filled those voids. Broad brushstrokes and variations in green evoke a densely vegetated view. While Twachtman's depiction is imprecise, his abstracted image may be more representative of how many people perceive plants as merely a blurred background of green that they can mostly ignore. Plant blindness, the inability to notice plants in our own environment, can keep us from recognizing the importance of what grows around us. If we don't appreciate and take note of the plant life, how can we expect to protect it? The looming New York City skyline in the background hints that humans exist at the edge of this natural scene. One realm seems entirely man-made, and the other crafted by ecological forces. However, both are the work of human design. What appear like natural rolling hills and pockets of trees are in fact deliberately constructed and intentionally planted elements, creating a picturesque and idealized landscape. Central Park may look untouched, but it is as designed and intentional as the cityscape behind it. I decided to participate in this project because I was really excited about the opportunity to engage with artwork, to think about the art from my own perspective as a landscape architect, to have the opportunity to collaborate and be in a group of other people from different perspectives, and to hear how the conversations would go. What I learned from working on this show is that anybody can really look at art and find something that speaks to them on a personal level. Even if you don't know anything about the art, even if you don't know about the artist or even the place, you've never been to that place, there's something that each one of us can reflect on, something about our own personal lives that we can bring when we look at art. It also gives us a chance to, through those reflections, to maybe even understand ourselves a little bit more. As a landscape architect, how my focus on sustainability and land use has been an important part of my own thought process. It's reflected in the labels that I ended up writing, and it's a good reminder that these ideas, these things are really deeply embedded in how I see things. When visitors come here to see the exhibition, I hope what they leave with is some of their own thoughts, the space to think about the works of art that they see here, even if it's not in this gallery, but if it's in another gallery or another place that they go, but to just give themselves the time, the space, to be able to reflect on what they're seeing, what maybe strikes them as important or something that reaches them about their own personal histories that becomes a poignant moment for them. It's all about that personal experience that you get when seeing it.